The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. The White House condemned protesters who took over a building at Columbia University, saying they had taken the wrong approach. The group barricaded the entrance to the building and unfurled Palestinian flags. Earlier, the university began suspending pro-Palestinian student protesters who ignored an order from administrators to remove their encampment of about 80 tents from the campus. Protests continued in campuses across the country. Several students were arrested in the University of North Carolina. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money trial fined the former president $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order. Juan Merchan warned Mr. Trump that he could face jail time if he continued to post insults about potential witnesses and the jury. Testimony continued on Tuesday in the New York trial, which is expected to last for at least another month. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said that Israeli forces would still invade Rafah, a Gazan city where 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering at the end of any temporary ceasefire agreed with Hamas. Earlier, Israel put forward a proposal for a 40-day truce. Hamas responded that it was considering the deal, but that Israel is ignoring their call for a complete ceasefire. Consumer prices across the euro area rose by 2.4% year-on-year in April. The inflation rate was unchanged from March. The core inflation rate, which excludes food and energy, fell from 2.9% to 2.7%. Services inflation fell for the first time since November. Meanwhile, the bloc returned to growth during the first quarter. GDP rose by a quarterly 0.3%. Eight American newspapers owned by Alden Global Capital, including the Chicago Tribune and New York Daily News, sued OpenAI and Microsoft, alleging that they had illegally used copyrighted articles to train AI models. The New York Times sued both tech firms on similar grounds in December. Some publications have meanwhile struck deals with OpenAI. The Financial Times is letting the company train its models on the paper's archived articles. Russia said that it shot down six long-range missiles fired by Ukraine's forces towards air bases in Crimea. America reportedly supplied the missiles, which have a range of about 300 kilometers or 190 miles, about 2 weeks ago. A Russian lawmaker warned that Ukraine's attacks on Crimea could ramp up ahead of the inauguration of Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, on May 7th. America's Drug Enforcement Agency will reportedly recommend that the Biden administration reclassify marijuana as a so-called Schedule 3 substance. The move would still impose regulations on weed, but recognize that, unlike other Schedule 1 drugs such as heroin, it has medical uses. Pot is legal in many American states, but remains federally criminalized. Figure of the day, 6 million tons. The amount of steel that Britain produces annually, down from 30 million in 1970. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.